have your Bibles with you, turn with me to Hebrews 13, 1-6. I want to talk today to you about the Lord is your helper. The Lord is your helper. The Lord is your helper. And I really hope that that really gets in your spirit here this morning. So Hebrews 13, 1-6. It says, keep on loving each other as brothers and sisters. Don't forget to show hospitality to strangers, for some who have done this have entertained angels without realizing it. Remember those in prison, as if you were there yourself. Remember also those being mistreated, as if you felt their pain in your own bodies. Give honor to marriage, and remain faithful to one another in marriage. God will surely judge people who are immoral and those who commit adultery. Don't love money. Be satisfied with what you have. For God has said, I will never fail you. I will never abandon you. So we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. So I will have no fear. What can mere people do to me? Father, I pray that you would help me to communicate your word here this morning, and that, Lord, it would echo into every heart, and that, Lord, it would become something that will become a confidence in each one of us, that we'll be able to declare when we are asked, the Lord is my helper. Well, this morning, I just want to share with you this truth that the Lord wants to be and is your helper. He wants to intervene. He wants to come alongside you. He wants to offer his assistance. He wants to share resources. He wants to make it easier for you and help you. Now, I was reading this text this week. It was just part of my devotional reading that I came across this. And as I was reading this passage of Scripture, verse 6 had just really stood out to me like in bold letters. And if you look there in the Bible, it's not in bold letters, but that's what God can do. God can make the Word of God so alive to us that as we read it, certain passages can just seem to jump out at you or become bold so that you really see it and really know that God is wanting to say something to you about that as you read. And so that's what happened to me. As I was reading this passage of Scripture, I came to verse 6, and it says this, so we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. So I will have no fear. What can mere people do to me? Now, as I read that, I certainly felt that God was speaking to me as well, that he was saying to me that I am your helper. You need to be confident of that very fact that I am your helper. And as I dwelled upon that more, I also felt that this was the message that the Lord wanted for me to say to you, that you would realize as well that the Lord is your helper. So the Lord is wanting to help us with the things of everyday life. He wants to help us and come alongside us and help us through things that are causing us worry or causing us stress. The Lord is with us. And the Bible reminds us of that fact often. And he's telling us you should be confident that the Lord is with you. You know, it was the last promise that Jesus gave before ascending into heaven. Of course, we see it in many other passages of scriptures as well. But as Jesus was ascending, this was what he said in Matthew 28, 20. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. And as we think of the signs of the times and the things that are happening in our world today, we can certainly see that this could be it. This could be that very time. And yet Jesus is saying, look, I am with you. I am with you even to the very end. So he's not going to leave us. He's not going to abandon us. He's not going to fail us. The Lord is with us and will help us through all the experiences of life. And I just feel to remind you of that this morning. For whatever circumstance or situation maybe that you're going through right now, and you're kind of wondering about, you know, is there help out there? And God himself is saying, I am your helper. He desires to be that person to come alongside us, sharing his comfort, his strength, his guidance, offering us his assistance, to make life easier for us. You know, life can be hard at times. Things can get difficult at times. And sometimes as we go through life, there's a cry that comes out of our hearts that, Lord, I need some kind of relief here. I'm kind of at the end, Lord. I don't know what else to do. I'm stressed out of my mind. I need relief. Well, the Lord is saying to us today, he's wanting to make it easier for you. He wants to show you that he is your helper. He wants you to come to a place where not only does he want to do those things, but he wants you to be confident that he is your helper. So God doesn't want you to feel alone. He doesn't want you to get all worried and get to that place where you feel like there's no hope. He is the God of hope. And he wants to help us in all of our times of need. And so whatever's going on in your life today, you need to realize that the God is speaking to you. And he has a message to you, and he's saying, I am your helper. Look to me. I am your helper. Look to him. He wants to offer his assistance to you and make what you're going through a whole lot easier. Now, as you think about that for a moment, and just think about maybe the situation that you're finding yourself in, because all of us have go through different things in life, and we all could be at different times in our life where we're going through difficult times. And the Lord is saying to us, I want to help you. And he's also kind of, in a sense, a little bit of a rebuke to us to say, it should be something you should be confident about, that you should be able to reply back to say, the Lord is with me. The Lord will help me. Kind of like little Tessa, you know, like, are you worried today? Well, no, I know Jesus. Don't you know that? I know Jesus, and I'm a Christian, so I'm doing great. I'm doing fine. Well, there should be a confidence in us as adults that we could be responding and say, well, don't you know? Yeah, I'm going through a real difficult season right now, but I believe in Jesus. And Jesus is my helper, and he's going to see me through this season and this time. Now, we could talk about a lot of situations this morning to look at where God can come and help us. And as I was reading that passage of Scripture where it says the Lord is my helper, I kind of looked back and say, well, what was he saying just before he said this? And that's what I want to concentrate on, because it kind of talks about some areas in life where God wants to help us. And so that's a good thing to know. And there's many more areas. We're not going to go through all the areas, or we'll be here for quite a long time. So I'm just going to talk about some of those areas that we see in this passage of Scripture where I believe the Lord is saying to us, I want to help you in these areas. And the first thing you'll see in this passage is that the Lord wants to help us in the area of love. Hebrews 13, 1 and 2. Keep on loving each other as brothers and sisters. And don't forget to show hospitality to strangers, for some who have done this have entertained angels without realizing it. And it's important for us as Christians that we are people of love. The Bible says that the world should be able to tell that we are Christians because of our love. That should be something in all of us that, you know, really should be seen by the world, that they can tell that we're Christians, not because of our preaching, not because, you know, we carry a Bible, not because we go to a church on a Sunday, but rather that they see love in us. And that's important. And of course, God is love. And so very important, if we're going to be his children, that we as children would represent him well. But as we think about love, sometimes love can be difficult. Sometimes love can be hard. Sometimes we go through situations in life where things kind of attack that whole area of love in our lives. Now, we all know that, yes, we are to love one another. We know we're supposed to love the world. We know we're supposed to love thy neighbor as thyself. We should know that as we love on others and do things for others, that might have been an angel that you were talking to, or a stranger that you were talking to. Might even be an angel. Why would God do that? Because God likes to check up on us. And he also likes to bless us. That as we do that and as we respond, that there can be mighty blessings come back to us. However, sometimes, you know, there's struggles with love. Sometimes we struggle with loving others. Because why? Because sometimes things happen that shouldn't have happened. Maybe there was some abuse that traumatized you. Maybe there was betrayal that you experienced. Maybe there was a conflict that got out of control or an area of mistreatment where you kind of got that place where you're very, very protective and you're scared to step out in that whole area to love again. You know, the reality is in life that sometimes bad things happen to good people. Sometimes even as Christians, bad things can happen even in church. And as we go down that line, sometimes things can happen in our family that aren't so good. Sometimes things can happen in our marriages that aren't so good. There's a number of things that can affect our love and damage that love and hinder that love. And if you're finding yourself today that you kind of built up some walls, you're kind of protecting yourself and you're struggling in that whole area of love again, I believe the Lord just wants to say to us, I want to be your helper. I want to help you. I want to help you through that whole area of love and to help you get back that place to love again. In our relationships with people, in our relationship with strangers, people we don't even know, He wants to help us in our relationships. He wants to help us even get back in the place of hospitality. Because sometimes that's what happens too. We're hospitable people, but because certain things happen in our lives and, you know, we got hurt, we were offended, or whatever it might be, maybe it was some very good reasons why you're holding back, but I believe God wants to bring us back in that place of hospitality as well. Inviting people to your home again, inviting people to have fellowship. And I really think that's really needed, you know, as after COVID, people have been struggling in that whole area. I think we need to get back to that. But again, the Lord is saying to us, I want to help you. I want to help you. And friend, if you're finding yourself here today and you're struggling in some area of love, that the Lord himself would say to you, I'm your helper. I'm your help. I'm going to help you with this. And so be encouraged. May a confidence grow within you that, you know what, I'm going to come through this time because not because pastor says so, not because my husband or my wife says so, not because other people say so, because the Lord says so. The Lord is my helper. And then a second area where God wants to help us is with those in need. You know, in this case, it talks about people in need of love, people in need of acceptance, people in need of hospitality, people who need a visit, people who are in prison. Anybody that you can think of that is being mistreated. Because God wants us to care about other people. Love your neighbor again. Hebrews 13, 2 and 3 says, don't forget to show hospitality to strangers. For some have done this, have entertained angels without realizing it. Remember those in prison as if you were there yourself. Remember also those being mistreated as if you felt their pain in your own bodies. You know, there's a lot of people suffering and hurting in our world. And sometimes when you look at the things that are happening in our world today, it can get overwhelming. I know even as a pastor, there's times I just feel totally overwhelmed. I say, I don't know what to say, God. I don't know what to do. I've never seen or even heard of a situation like this. And again, the Lord is very quick to say, I am your helper. I'm your helper. I will help you. Be confident and step out and help those who have been mistreated. Help those that are going through difficult times. And I know sometimes, you know, we look at ourselves and we say, well, you know, I have no experience in that area. You know, I've never, knew or heard of a thing that happened like that before. And so we kind of excuse ourselves from helping people. I don't know how to relate to that guy in the street. So, you know what, I'll let the other people in the church that are better and they can do that. And God just saying to us, listen, I've called us, all of you, and I will help you to minister to those that are in need of help in our society today. You know, and I really believe that God is calling us afresh to those who are hurting, to those who've been mistreated, to those that have missed out big time. To those that have really made a mess of their lives and spent time in prison. We're to be concerned about those who struggle in life. Again, as Christians, we need to care about others. Have compassion. Think about what it would be like if we were in that same circumstance. Love on people. Have compassion on people. Take time to hear their stories and intervene. Help them out to bring them out of those areas where maybe they've been abused or they're being mistreated, to come alongside them. Help them to get out of those kinds of situations. Give the help that we can. Now, just talked to you a few minutes ago in our announcements about one of the things we do in our own community is let's help out with the food drive this month. And why do that? Well, the Bible says, why don't you put yourself in that position? What if you're at that place and you have no money to buy any food? Where will you go? You'll go to the food bank and get some food. And so the Bible's saying, put yourself in that circumstance, and then I'll show you how you can help. And so I think that's a small thing that we can do. Now, I realize we all have a hard time relating to those who've been mistreated in life or know what to say. What do you say? God, I don't know what to say. I don't know how to minister. I don't know how to encourage them. But he does. He does. The Lord knows the very words that need to be spoken to encourage that person, to help that person. And we need to be confident that when those conversations arise or situations arise within us, that the Lord is going to help us and we're going to be able to say the words that need to be said. We're going to be able to do the things that we need to do to help that person. So as Christians, we really need to be reaching out to the hurting. People struggling with life. People who have made mistakes. Sometimes big mistakes. And I really believe that God is going to be bringing some very unusual people in our church. Then in the natural, that you're going to kind of feel that, Pastor, I have no idea how to talk to these people. Amen. God can help us. I believe that God's going to bring us people who've been abused, people that are hurting, going to bring people who are sick, people who are oppressed and depressed, people struggling with their gender, people struggling with addictions and drug dealers, criminals, murderers. Lives are going to be changed in this church. But we need to be ready for that. And God is saying to us that I will help you to do that. I'm going to help you to do those things that you think you can't do, even when it comes to ministering to people that have been hurt or been mistreated. So God, again, is saying, I'm going to help you with this. And then thirdly, God wants to help us in our marriages. God wants us, obviously, to be faithful in our marriages, to respect one another, to love one another, to honor one another in our marriage. Hebrews 13:4 says, give honor to marriage and remain faithful to one another in marriage. God will surely judge people who are immoral and those who commit adultery. And so God is telling us that, you know what? I want to help you in your marriages, wherever they might be. Maybe things are good in your marriage. Maybe they're not so good in your marriage. Maybe you're struggling with some things in your marriage. Maybe there's been infidelity. Maybe there's been some sin. And God doesn't just simply say, oh, that sin's okay. Don't worry about it. No, he tells us we need to stop in those areas. But he's saying, even if we've sinned, I want to help you. I'm not here to condemn you. I want to help you. And I realize that sometimes marriage can be tough. Sometimes life has a way of putting pressure on our marriages. You know, busyness today. You know, if you read Focus on the Family, they probably would be correcting all of us, because we often busy ourselves in too many areas of life that we don't even have time to spend together anymore. And that's a big reason why a lot of couples are fighting today, because we've busied ourselves doing so many other things that are good, but they're not really all that important, certainly in regards to your own marriage. And so the Lord's saying to you again, I want to help you. Now, I know we can probably all put up our hands and say, have you ever said something stupid or did something stupid in your marriage? Well, if you've been married more than a week, you can probably put up your hand and say, yeah, twice, three times, four, seven or eight, 10, 12. There's probably a number of times we all could put up our hands and said, yeah, I kind of said something that was stupid one day or kind of did something that was stupid. But again, the Lord said, oh, look, I want to help you. I want to help you. I want to be involved in your life. And, you know, I know sometimes as we look at our marriages, I think all of us can improve our marriage. Every one of us can. And all of us, it'd be a good thing to do that. And to work on our marriages, to love one another, to encourage one another, to lift one another up, to appreciate one another, to honor one another. You know, I know sometimes, especially in our world today, the focus can be all about me. And we just focus on ourselves. Well, those things can lead to some huge, huge struggles. And if we're not careful, you know, we can leave the way that we live our lives or we treat our spouses that they can get frustrated. They can feel neglected. They can feel unloved. They can feel lonely. They can feel bored. And we really need to guard and invest in our marriages. And, you know, the world is filled with people leaving marriages. They don't stick with their marriages. They say that a marriage day is 5 to 7 years. So it's not really that great that we're looking at marriage. And God says, no, it should be your lifetime. I want to help you to make it a lifelong experience. And so, again, the Lord is saying to us, look to me for help. Now, so sadly today, as we look to our world around us, well, how do they handle things in life? Well, sometimes we look to busyness. Well, I'm just going to get myself busy, and I really can't stand my marriage right now, so I'm just going to busy myself. I'm going to work harder. Sometimes we turn to drugs or turn to alcohol. Sometimes we turn to, you know, pleasures. Sometimes we turn to the internet, pornography, or to even turn to another person. And again, God's trying to say, listen, be confident of this. I want to help you. He wants to help you in your marriage. Your marriage is important to him. And so before you ever get to that place, say, well, I'm done in my marriage. You need to look to the Lord. Because the Lord is saying back to you, I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you. I'm going to come alongside you. I'm going to assist you. I'm going to give you the wisdom and the comfort that you need. I'm going to bring healing to you. I'm going to bring restoration to you. I'm going to make that marriage strong again. So God wants to help us in our marriages. Sometimes we don't think about that too often. We just kind of think about it ourselves and don't even talk about it sometimes. But you need to know today, God's concerned about your marriage. And, you know, I hope I'm not coming across to condemn anybody or anything along those lines, nor is God trying to condemn you. He's just trying to say, I want to help you, no matter what you've done. Whether you really, 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 really messed it up or not, God is still saying the same, I want to help you. That's a good thing to know. And then fourthly, the Lord wants to help you with your finances. You know, money is always a big issue with a lot of people. Usually a big source of arguments, by the way, even in our marriages. Financial needs, financial problems certainly can be very taxing on anybody. And sometimes we can get ourselves in financial mess. Sometimes it's our own fault that our eyes are bigger than our pocketbook. And that can happen quite a bit. We are constantly hit through media of that, you need this, you need this, and you need this. And those things look very, very good. And sometimes we yield to that and we just buy it even though we don't need it. And we just buy it and soon we get ourselves into a financial mess. So sometimes, yeah, it can be our own problem that we created ourselves. But sometimes things happen, you know, that wasn't anybody's fault. It just happened. Certain things take place. There's a breakdown of a vehicle. There's appliances that need to be replaced. There's a death in the family. And there can be a lot of things that just happen in life that can bring us to a place that's unforeseen expense that can cause a lot of problems for us and a lot of stress. Now, obviously, yes, we need to be careful how we spend our money. Of course we do. The love of money, the Bible says, can be very a real problem, and is not a good thing. Hebrews 13:5, don't love money. Be satisfied with what you have. There's a lot to be said about learning to be content. Our world out there is telling us never be content. There's always grab this, grab that, take that, take that. Never be content. Well, there are times we just need to learn how to be content. But for most of us, those desires sometimes get the best of us, and sometimes we just step out into an area that we shouldn't, and financially, we can get ourselves in a big mess. So what do? The Lord says, I want to be your helper. I want to be your helper. Well, it was my own fault that this happened. The Lord's still saying the same thing. I want to be your helper. I want to help you through this financial crisis that's in your life. And I can tell you, there's a number of people I could call on here this morning that could come up here and tell you about some financial crisis that they went through, and they ended up with a testimony, say, you know what, Pastor, the Lord helped us. You wouldn't believe what happened and what took place, but we got out of this because the Lord intervened in our situation. And so the Lord wants to help us, even in the areas of finances. Now, we could go on and talk about lots of other areas of life where we need help. And the Bible talks, you know, just to mention a few, helps about, you know, areas of health. When you're sick, the Lord is saying to you is, I can help you. When you're discouraged or when you're depressed, God is saying, I can help you. When there needs to be justice, God is saying, I can help you. Where there needs to be strength or comfort or anything that comes to your mind, God is saying to you, I can help you. Psalm 46:1 says, God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. Always. Whether it's your fault or not your fault, you know, whether you know you messed up or not, doesn't matter. God says, I'm ready to help you in any time of trouble. I'm there for you. Our God is an ever-present help in our times of trouble. He is always with us. He's always there. And he's telling us that, I want to help you. Please note the last verses of that this Hebrews passage closes with in 5 and 6. For God has said, I will never leave you. I will never abandon you. So let those words sink into your heart for whatever situation maybe you're going through today, to realize that the Lord is saying to you, I'm not going to fail you. I'm not going to abandon you. And again, we like to use that excuse, well, Lord, I know a lot of it was my fault, and I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to abandon you. I'm going to help you. He says, so we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper, so I'll have no fear. What can mere people do to me? God wants to take away that fear that's in your life right now over those situations and circumstances, and to give you hope and to know today, I will help you. See, you're not alone in your struggles of life. God is not going to abandon you or cast you aside, you know, because, oh, you made some mistakes, or, oh, you weren't just doing this right or that right. You need to have a confidence to know the Lord's going to help me. I'm thankful that he doesn't treat me as my sins deserve, and he will come alongside me and say, let me help you get through this. Let me help you get out of this situation. Let me help you get out of this circumstance and intervene in your life, that stress may be removed, and that worry might be removed, that fear might be removed, that you might make your life easier. That's what he wants to do. And I really believe the Lord just simply wants to remind you he's your helper. He is with you. He wants to come alongside you. He wants to assist you. He wants to give you comfort. He wants to strengthen you. And he's going to help to see you through. A scripture I want to close with is Isaiah 41:10. Again, let these words sink into your hearts. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. That's our God. And that's the God that is speaking to you today and wants to remind you today, I'm your helper. I'm your helper. Whatever you're going through today, God is saying, I'm your helper. Look to me. Look to me. He wants to bring you to a place of confidence that when people ask, well, how are you doing? I know you're going through this difficult time. Then you can respond back, you know what? I'm doing quite well because the Lord is my helper. And so as we close here this morning, we're going to ask the musicians to come back to the instruments to close us off. I just want you to think about, again, your situation, your circumstance. What's got you worried? What's got you discouraged? What's going on in your life where you don't know how things are going to work out? Know today the Lord is your helper. Be confident of that fact. The Lord will help you. You are not alone. He's not going to abandon you, but rather he says, I'm going to help you.